from Los Angeles, it's the X Factor Republican Presidential Debate.
If we were serious, we could break the Iranian regime, I think, within a year, starting, candidly, with cutting off the gasoline supply to Iran and then, frankly, sabotaging the only refinery they have.
It's live television, and there needs to be more of a connection so that the people who are watching television feel exactly what you're feeling.
And we're no longer simply trying to get through to the next round. We're now looking for a stardom.
I believe we can do a whole lot better with TSA, and I call it targeted identification. If you take a look at the people who have tried to kill us, it would be easy to figure out exactly what that identification profile looks like.
Do you think he can win based on that?
Of course I'm going to hold that possibility he can win.
That's a possibility.
Been missing some of the edge and some of the rawness and, you know, the fun from it. So tonight you did your thing. I want to see you let go even more. I know you have it.
They're cutting $1 trillion out of the defense budget, which just happens to equal $1 trillion they're putting into Obamacare. And so what you have is a president that has a priority of spending us into bankruptcy, but he's not just spending us into bankruptcy, he's spending the money foolishly.
Listen, you look great, you sound great, but you're still not working it like a rock star. You're not working it like that. You're good, man, but I need more.
President Obama, by making political decision after political decision about timelines and constraints on rules of engagement, has validated everything these radical Islamists are saying, that we are not in this to win. We are going to play politics with this, and then we will find this problem in Afghanistan on our shores in a very short order.
You know, I really hope America stick with you, because I think there's a great performance waiting to happen.
You're being mean.
What?
You're being mean. It wasn't that bad.
I'll watch your back.
You can at least let sick people have marijuana because it's helpful, but compassionate conservatives say, well, we can't do this. We're going to put people who are sick and dying with cancer, and they're being helped with marijuana if they have multiple sclerosis. The federal government's going in there and overriding state laws and putting people like that in prison.
Now, does it measure up? Does it measure up to your competitors? Do you have what it takes?
I think we do our national interests a disservice by jumping in too soon and taking up sides with people we don't fully understand, Islamist groups, pan-Arab groups. Our interest in the Middle East is Israel. And our interest is to ensure that Iran does not go nuclear.
I'm going to be really honest. I just didn't feel it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican candidates for President of the United States.